What's up, everybody? Anton Crilly here from ecommercelifestyle.com, and welcome back to the podcast. This show comes out twice a week, every single Monday and Thursday morning, with a brand new episode designed to help e-commerce store owners to increase their revenue, automate their operations, and become the authority in their niche. If you are running an e-commerce store or you want to, and you want just a quick little episode like this, typically 5 to 10 minutes long, where you can get an actionable takeaway, use it to build your business, go to your phone right now or whatever it is you use to listen to podcasts, search for e-commerce lifestyle, and be sure you click subscribe so you get notified every time a new episode goes live that can help you build your business, either from the ground up or build what you already have and take it to the next level. Now, today, the way that I want to help you do that is by talking about my Q5 sales strategy. And you might be thinking, Anton, there are 4 quarters in the year. We're in Q4. It ends December 31st. And technically, you're right. But when it comes to digital marketing specifically, like people that run ads online, people that make money through e-commerce and really any type of online selling, then there is a hidden fifth quarter. And that's what I want to talk to you about in this podcast episode. So the reason this is even on my mind right now is because I have just wrapped up our call with our Facebook rep that I do every 2 weeks. So just, you know, to let you know, I guess, how these calls go. Typically, we have a scheduled time, we get on a chat, and we review what had happened in the past 2 weeks. So are ads performing as they should? Is there anything new in beta that we should try? Is there anything that, you know, Facebook realizes that where there's hidden opportunity that we can tap into? And also, we discuss budgets. Are we planning on scaling? Are we planning on cutting back? And at the time I'm recording this, we are right at the tail end of what you can consider extended Cyber Monday sales, okay? So we just had Black Friday, which this year, most companies started Black Friday sales like 2 weeks in advance or 1 week in advance. Then we had Cyber Monday, and most online stores extend that out for another week. But again, at the time I'm recording this, that is about over. So what happens when Cyber Monday promotions die? Well, for a lot of businesses that advertise online, they start to get lazy, but maybe that's the wrong word. They start to pull back. And it's not just because they think like, okay, we made our money, we're good. It's because this is a busy time of the year, right? Especially when people push so hard for Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Then guess what? You have the holidays coming. You have Christmas coming. You have people starting to plan vacations. This year, probably not traveling so much, but still people taking time off of work. So everything kind of slows down. Businesses aren't looking to grow. They're kind of like burnt out from this really busy 3 week period we just had. Then they kind of, again, just coast through the end of the year, right? Because also they understand that when people are also, you know, not working in their company, but when their buyers are also doing things for Christmas and New Year's, the store owners kind of just put their hands up and say, okay, you know, we're not going to turn off ads, but this isn't time to put the pedal to the metal and see what we could do. It's more time to maintain and get ready for a strong start to Q1. So that period in between where the Cyber Monday sales, people promoting their stuff online, start to really taper off, and in between kind of like New Year's Eve, right around there, that is Q5. Okay, that is the time. It's short, so you can miss it. If you're listening to this late, think about it for next year. But that is the time where what I want you to do as an e-commerce store owner is to focus on growing. And I know it sounds crazy. I know it sounds counterintuitive because, like I just said, a lot of online shoppers, you know, they're planning their Christmas and their New Year's too, and they might be going on vacations. Probably not as much this year again, but it's, you know, why people think, you know what, we're going to just let this year end. We'll start next year strong. Don't do that. Now, what should you do, right? Where should you put your time? Where am I putting my time in this Q5 period? It's not into all brand new things. It's not into new acquisition channels or new ads or anything crazy. What we're doing is simply doubling down on what is working and what worked before the craziness of Black Friday, Cyber Monday. So all of the normal ads we run on Google through all of different Google's properties, on Facebook through all of Facebook properties, through our email marketing efforts, our best campaigns, what we're doing is sending them, promoting them, running our ads, and upping our budgets. We're actually increasing our ad spend. And it's going to be, let me see, like the exact dates. And I say exact dates, but like, you know, we'll probably stagger what gets raised when. But pretty much for, I would say the last, about 3 weeks, about 20-day period of December, we're going to be spending more than we've spent the past couple months, and we're doing it because other people aren't. We're going to be sending more emails because other people aren't. We're going to be also not leaving what makes our business great. So we're still going to have our live chats. We're still going to have people answering the phone. We're still going to have great email response times. And we're doing that, again, because other people aren't. Customers are going to start going to different websites and seeing messaging saying, we're closed for the holidays, live chat will resume on, our phones are closed today because of this, blah, blah, blah. They will resume on. We're not doing that. We're spending more on what worked. We're sending more emails based on what worked, and we're maintaining the level of service that allows us to succeed through the rest of the year. And we're doing this in Q5. So while everyone else's sales either flatline or nosedive as they prepare for Q1, we are going up. And we're going to continue to go up in Q1. So hopefully you got something from this message, guys. Short episode today. Again, I would highly recommend you do this if you already have a store. There is money to be made. You're playing with a smaller field and less opponents than you have for the rest of the year. So it's a great time to do it. And if you're listening to this and you don't have a store yet, I would highly encourage you to go check out my coaching program, Dropship Lifestyle. Perfect place to get started. You can learn more at dropshipwebinar.com. I will link that below. And if you're already up and running, you have an e-commerce store and you want to grow it bigger, check out ecommercelifestyle.com, click on courses, and check out a program I have called Get Money Now, which will show you how to run successful promotions month after month on your e-commerce store. Again, that's ecommercelifestyle.com/courses. So thank you, everybody. I appreciate you. And I will talk to you on Monday for the next episode of the E-commerce Lifestyle Podcast. See everybody.